NHFL. Before we get to the XFL, of course, we have the chili.
Here we
competition go. On Sunday, February 9th.
Yes, yes, yes. And I guess technically we have a return of all previous Chili Bowl winners.
Is that true, Lou?
Yes, it
even
is.
Even Champ Chip Martin.
Yes, we have our 2011 champ, Rhonda. Followed by Kamish. Heather.
Bear Hayden.
Megan.
Brickhouse.
Bill Taney.
Cheater.
And I'm going to say that Bridget used the same chili as Heather's.
Yes. You are absolutely right, Lou.
Chip.
Chip.
And Hobby Bonero, spelled with an H-A-B-Y.
Change it on next year's.
And we have a couple of first-timers coming in.
Yes.
Come on in and taste their chili.
He won't reveal who those first-timers are. All right. Should I call Keegan?
I thought you were going to.
I didn't. I will today.
James Keegan and his 17 alarm. And as always, there is always a spot of redemption for the crunchy bean chili.
That's right, the Joe Pickus Award, the last place chili, which I can't remember who won it last year. Anyway. Lou, it went from Lori's to the Mutiny to the Sovereign.
Correct.
We don't know who won at Lori's, but I once did enter my chili in the Lori's contest, so I have done three. Did you enter at the Lori's contest?
No.
All right, so I have one up on you in the history
of the
chili competition.
I've only really had to enter the canned chili once, and it came in second.
As we remember, my second championship. The Sovereign, the official Chicago bar of the XFL. We're
here
calling
we
her right
we're
now.
Stuck, baby.
Woo!
Okay.
Yes. So just quickly, your picks, Seattle versus DC, you picked?
DC, I believe.
That is correct. LA versus Houston.
Oh, Houston.
All right. Tampa Bay versus New York.
Oh, New York.
All right. And finally, St. Louis at Dallas.
Oh, all over St. Louis.
All right.
Watch out for St. Louis, the dark horse coming into this year's Super X.
So the first game will be the Seattle Dragons versus the DC Defenders. DC Defenders is my team, Lou. Three other games from Lou's weekend XFL picks. Dallas Renegades.
Dallas Renegades, by the way, being quarterbacked by Troy Aikman III, by the way.
That's crazy.
Coming out of the University of Houston. Not really big enough to make it into the pros, but he's making his debut with the XFL.
Who wouldn't hire him? Seriously.
That's where I go.
If you're starting a new league, you got to get every familiar name in there.
That's it. That's it.
So we have the Houston Roughnecks. That's a great team name. The
LA. Skull, brother.
LA Wildcats. The New York Guardians, Lou. The St. Louis Battlehawks, that's your team.
Going with the Battlehawks.
And the Tampa Bay
Battlehawks.
Vipers. The Vipers, Lou. Okay, so remember the new rule, Lou?
What rule?
The point after rule. Do you remember it?
I don't.
Okay. You start at the 2-yard line for 1 point. For 2 points, you start from the 5-yard line. And for 3 big points for a point after touchdown, 10-yard line. Wow. So there you go. That's a good one.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
And don't they have another crazy kickoff rule or something?
No.
Like no helmets for the kickoff?
They pretty much went back to NFL rules, yeah. Now, they do? You can't start until the ball's in the air, meaning you can't get a running start. You line up at the line, the ball's kicked, then you run. It'll give the receiver 4 extra yards, they say. Good luck for him. Yeah, I think you get hurt more like that than you do when they're all over you. Okay. The only team that's outside an NFL city, Lou, is your St. Louis Battlehawks because they lost the Rams a couple years back. So, yeah, the St. Louis. So I assume they're going to expand into cities that don't have teams if they survive this season. But they got money this time.
They got money.
They got lots and lots of money. All right, so
makes the world go round.
Whenever I think of cinema and the history of cinema, I think of there's only one man who can pick the Oscars correctly every year, and that man is Lou Dickman. And we will start.
Okie dokie!
With supporting actress Lou.
Number three.
Kathy Bates for Richard Jewell, Laura Dern for Marriage Story, Scarlett Johansson for Jojo Rabbit, Florence Pugh for Little Women, and Margot Robbie for Bombshell. Lou! Did you get those? Apparently not.
Which one was Margot Robbie in Bombshell?
She was in the Fox News movie. You actually saw it.
Yeah, I know.
She was the intern.
She was the intern. Okay.
Lou, wow. Pondering it.
Has Kathy Bates won one yet?
She has won an Oscar, sir, yes.
For Misery?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay.
Listen to Lou.
Kathy Bates has hers.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Scarlett Johansson.
All right. Scarlett Johansson, Jojo Rabbit, the supporting actor, Lou.
Jojo was a man who thought he was a robber, but he was another man.
Very good, Lou. Andy Hopkins, the two popes for Best Supporting Actor. Al Pacino, The Irishman. Joe Pesci, The Irishman. Brad Pitt, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And Tom Hanks playing Mr. Rogers in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Lou!
Fucking Tom Hanks. He's like Meryl Streep. He's
exactly.
out.
Exactly. He's out.
Crying out loud.
Out.
All right. What was the third one?
The third one was Joe Pesci for The Irishman, then Brad Pitt for Once Upon a Time.
Okay. It's between those two.
Right.
Definitely between those two.
Yep.
I think they let Pesci go out
Ooh,
with one.
Ooh, he's picking an underdog. Joe Pesci.
Yeah, yeah. I think they let Pesci go out with one and then pick him in the Deadpool.
All right, very good. Actress Lou, Cynthia Erivo for Harriet. Is that her name? I can't read it. With
Cynthia Arrivoli?
Erivo.
Oh.
Erivo. For Harriet. Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story. Lou, she's a double nominee. Saoirse Ronan for Little Women. Renee Zellweger for Judy. And Charlize Theron, Bombshell. You've actually seen a couple performances this year, Lou.
What was the second to the last one?
Second to the last, Renee Zellweger, Judy. About Judy Garland. She plays yes. Judy Garland, yes.
Hmm.
Your pondering is strange this year. You're going to go with Cynthia Erivo for Harriet. Lou.
She's got to be a long shot.
The best actor category, Lou. Antonio Banderas, Pain and Glory.
Oh, not the guitars. And bring your guitars.
Adam Driver for Marriage Story, of course, referring to Robert Rodriguez's film. Joaquin Phoenix for Joker. Jonathan Pryce, The Two Popes. Leonardo DiCaprio, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Lou! You probably heard those because you were making quips.
No, I got it. We're going to go with the Joker guy.
The Joker!
And he's going to be bawling his eyes out at his acceptance.
And he'll make a speech which will prove he's as mentally imbalanced. It's a Joker, yes. Finally, Lou, the best picture. Well, first, let's do a wild card. Lou, the documentary short. Number one, In the Absence. Number two, Life Overtakes Me. Number three, St. Louis Superman. Number four, Walk, Run, Cha-Cha. And number five, Learning to Skateboard in a War Zone if You're a Girl. Lou, what will win? Best documentary short.
Learning to Skateboard in a War Zone if You're a Girl.
If You're a Girl. Lou! And finally, the best picture, Lou, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Parasite, 1917, Marriage Story, Little Women, Joker, Jojo Rabbit, The Irishman, and Ford versus Ferrari. Lou!
Once upon a time!
He's going with Quentin Tarantino, Lou. There you go. Another tradition that bites the dust. How will we go with
Jojo was a man,
he was a rabbit, but he was another man. All right.
Hopped around from bar to bar, getting cabbage.
All right, Lou, your question of the week.
Roll up, take one.
What will Lou's signature cheer be for his XFL team, the Battlehawks?
Woo! Battlehawks!
It doesn't get better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
An outstanding weekend, go Bears!
And don't forget the chili competition on Sunday, starting at 1 p.m.
Ish.
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Post Chili Contest Air Freshener. When you need to freshen up after a big chili contest, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou freshens you!